Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
You know, several years ago, I was in New York City. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. The minute black woman came up, the only question I heard from her was, "You Martin Luther King?" And I said, "Yes." The next minute, I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. After my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. One of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, while it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze." And I want to say tonight that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960, when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. Black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation, brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama, to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. Like anybody, I would like to live. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Oh.
check one. My mic sounds like check one.
It's the E-Man After Show. It's the E-Man After Show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We welcome back. Welcome back. We want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the network on tonight, coming in on the phone line. This is another Sunday afternoon, another Sunday evening, another Sunday night. We're so excited to be back on We Talk Radio Network. Well, good evening out there to everybody. The phone lines are lighting up. We see you guys coming in on the network. My little chocolate chip is in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone, to the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, we're excited that you guys are joining us by way of the network on tonight, by way of the phone lines. Man, it's been a marvelous day. Been a blessed day, Mandy.
It has been a blessed day, E-Man.
We want to thank all of you guys that join this network every day of the week.
Yeah.
Why? Because we have something for you every day of the week. But, man, we have been going all day long. Listen, happy birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Yes, this is Dr. Martin Luther King weekend, and we are celebrating tomorrow, actually January the 16th, is Martin Luther King Day. Right, Mandy?
That is so true, E-Man. Do you know Dr. King would have been 94 years of age?
Oh, wow. He would have been 94. His birthday is actually today.
That is correct.
Happy birthday to you, Dr. Martin, the late Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yes.
I have a dream. I like that little clip, man. If I had a sneeze.
That was such a powerful, powerful speech.
Yes, just an awesome speech that he did back in the day. You know, I've been to the mountaintop.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, all around the world, all around the globe, people will be celebrating Martin Luther King Day.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still have the Martin Luther King parades? You know how they used to go out and have, well, they used to have the parades here in, for those that are listening on the network and on the phone lines, here in Texas, we normally have a Martin Luther King parade in downtown Dallas.
Well, yeah.
So, but do they still have the parade?
Well, I'll make sure they do, you know, with the 2 years that COVID was shut, everybody was shut down.
Well, maybe that's
for COVID, you know, but I think they back up, and I'm quite sure they're going to be doing a Martin Luther King parade tomorrow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we see you guys coming in on the phone lines tonight. We see you guys coming in on the network. This is We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Yes.
I'm E-Man. That's Mandy over there. Listen, if you want to follow us, you can always follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. Because we on all social media. We are all around the globe. This network and this show is being heard all around the globe, man.
That's right.
I see Russia listening.
Oh, they are.
I see Canada listening. I looked at the stats. I see the United Kingdoms, South Africa, what is that, the U.S. of A. We want to thank you, all of you around the globe that listen to this great network. We've been around for 12 years and still going strong. And listen, we have a YouTube channel. If you want to follow us on our YouTube channel, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe for We Talk Radio Network?
You would just hit that subscribe button. You also want to hit the notification bell so you can be updated when We Talk Radio Network family update new content.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate all of you that keep listening every day of the week. We keep coming back because you keep coming back.
Right.
And so we want to thank all of you guys. The network is lit up tonight. The network is lit up tonight. The phone lines are lit up tonight. We want to appreciate all of you guys that are now with us on tonight. Because, man, I tell you, this has been a marvelous day. I want to shout out to the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network, Ms. Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yes, we want to shout out to Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley because they got married today.
They did.
We did their wedding on today, and just an awesome wedding. Did you enjoy the wedding, Mandy?
I did. I really enjoyed the wedding, man. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was nice, super nice people, nice wedding. And Kia D and T. Smiley, they turned up, okay?
Yeah, they had a beautiful wedding. It was at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you that know, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and got married today. Owners of this station, they jumped the broom today.
They did,
and we was invited to that beautiful, elaborate wedding they had out there today, and it was off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
We want to shout out to the powers to be over here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, man, We're back. We're back tonight for another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network. To all of you guys that's listening on the network tonight, because the time ticker is going off. I mean, it is lit up tonight, and the phone lines are lit up. Listen, if you want to come into the conversation, you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us at 563-999-3456, and you can hit option one to bring you into the conversation. Why? Because we got a testimony tonight, man.
That's right.
We got a powerful testimony that we're going to be sharing on tonight. Why? Because one of my heroes, which is my oldest brother,
mm-hmm.
his name is Deldridge Massey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, y'all. He's a miracle walker. And guess what? God raised him up last year, man. And we have him tonight. And we're going to be talking to him and his wife on tonight because I tell you, it is just sight to see when God work a miracle in your life. One of the things, man, that, you know, I think timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
We was going to have him at the first of the month. I mean, at the first show of the year, which was a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
January the 1st, and he caught the flu.
Yes.
And but he's back tonight.
Yes,
he's back tonight. He's sounding strong, sounding good. He's back up on his feet. So all of you that called in on the first show of the year, call back in tonight. They are calling back in. The phone lines are lighting up. The network is lighting up. Because, man, we want to give him an opportunity to tell his testimony, what God have done in his life. And those of you that's out there on the network, if you want to listen to a miracle, you're going to hear one on tonight. We call it a miracle testimony because he coded three times.
Yes, he did.
That means he died three times.
Mm-hmm.
23 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know. And in that 23 minutes, he coded three times. And guess what? You won't know it after you get to talking to him.
That's right.
And so we're going to be talking to him and his wife on tonight. Those who are around the network and that's on the phone line, we want you to be paying real, real close just be praying real close to this particular interview, to this testimony tonight, because it's just a miracle to see that God is still working miracles into this day's time.
Yes, it is.
We're into 2023,
mm-hmm.
in a whole different era. He's still a miracle worker.
That's right.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate all you guys and all of you that's been saying, when you going to bring your brother on? Well, he's on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's my oldest brother.
Right. Yeah. It's so amazing, amen, because what we've been seeing the Lord do lately,
mm-hmm.
and we know that God works miracles, but the miracles God has been doing lately, can nobody take the credit but God.
Right, right.
You know, it when it gets to the point where the doctors tell you that you are a miracle, that tells the person that hey, there was nothing else that we could have done.
Yeah.
And it's unexplainable, right?
Right.
So we're just, we want you guys to come in tonight. Call a friend of a friend. Tell them to tune in to listen to this miracle-breaking testimony of Mr. Eldridge Matthews.
Deldridge Matthews. I know.
Listen,
I named
I'm over here calling my babe name. It's Deldridge.
Yeah, that's my oldest brother. That's my hero because, you know, I got two brothers. I got a young brother that's a pastor and then
mm-hmm.
my oldest brother. That's who I look up to. That's who I
right.
call when I need to talk to somebody.
Right.
All of you on the network tonight, we appreciate you guys coming in on the phone lines are lit up tonight. The network is lit up. We see the time ticker going off. We are allowing you guys to come on in. Come on in on the network all around it because it's daytime somewhere. It's
mm-hmm.
evening time somewhere. And
right.
it's nighttime somewhere. We're broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it is, what time it is? 9:15 Central Standard Time. But to you guys on the network, I see my brother and them standing by. We want you to listen to this little trailer, and then we're going to bring them into the conversation. This is a miracle testimony. You guys check this out, and we'll be back right after this.
I will never forget the day of June 28th at 12:24 a.m.
I remember jumping out of bed because all of a sudden I had a hard time breathing. And I went to sit down, and that's the last thing I remember.
When I answered the phone, to a sound that was very, very alarming.
He was passed out on the floor. He wasn't breathing. I just knew he was gone again.
For someone to code not one, not two, but to actually code three times, that's a whole nother level of life and death. But you can never cancel out the blood of Jesus.
powerful.
Yes.
And so ladies and gentlemen on the phone lines and on the network that's coming in on the network, we're going to try to bring my brother into the conversation. His name is Deldridge Massington, and his wife, his beautiful wife, is LaTarja Massington. We're going to try to bring them into the conversation so we can talk to them about this miracle. By the way, at 9:35, we got a segment over here, Mandy, that we do.
Yes.
It's called Encouragement for the Soul, so you guys want to stand by for that. But let's see if we can bring Deldridge and LaTarja into the conversation. Hello, Deldridge, are you there? Can you hear me? Are you there, Deldridge?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Well, welcome to the E-Man After Show. So glad to have you on tonight.
I'm glad to be here. God is good. He is a miracle worker.
Oh, yes. Well, excited to have you tonight. Hello, LaTarja. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Well, good afternoon to you. We want to welcome you to the E-Man After Show. We so excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with me and Mandy on tonight. We are all around the globe. The phone, y'all done broke our system over here. people are calling in. People want to hear this great testimony, what God have done in your life. And those of you on the network, we call him Keith. You know, his name is Deldridge Massington, but we call him Keith. And so you might hear me refer to him as Keith, so that's the same person. Because Amanda getting names mixed up. She calling me Deldridge and Eldridge and all type of stuff.
Okay. You know what? I think I said it right. I think they're so similar.
Right.
But I actually think I said it right.
Yes. And so we see you guys coming in on the phone lines tonight.
Yes.
We see you guys coming in on the network. Time tickers. I mean, the network is lit up. We appreciate you guys following us over here on We Talk Radio Network. This is the E-Man After Show. This is where we sit around the domino table, Keith, and we men have real conversation every Sunday night. And so we appreciate you. We want to interview tonight. So for Keith, for those all around the globe, all around the network, never heard of Deldridge Massington, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself, sir, who you are and all that you do?
Well, I'm just an average guy, but in the Lord's eyesight, I am somebody. I've been serving in ministry for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you well.
I've been serving in ministry for the last 20 years. As an ordained deacon, I was ordained 20 years ago at Hebron Community Church under the pastor Marvin Blackwell, which is my younger brother. I served with him for 15 years as a deacon. Now I'm serving unto him ministries as Elder Centel Ross is the pastor. I've been serving in leadership over there for the last 5 years and as a deacon. And so I have a family. I have 3 daughters and a grandson and my brothers and sisters and my church family. And so I just love serving the Lord.
Yeah, well, I'm acting like I don't know you. we are just peacock proud and hyena happy to have you tonight. I ain't never seen my phone lines light up like they lit up right away. I'm trying to stroll down because, man, this is a testimony that we have been promoting. And why? Because we just think people all around the network and all around the world need to know that God is still in the land of working miracles.
Right.
And he worked miracles in your life, and we are witness to that. And we, ladies and gentlemen, we see you coming in on the phone lines. If you do have a question for Deldridge Massington on tonight, which he's a deacon of his church, shout out to your pastor, Pastor Centel Ross. We want to shout out to him and the first lady over there at your church. We want to honor him just as well on tonight. We want to thank all of you guys. Man, the time ticker is going off. I'm doing this board and I'm talking to you guys. And so we want to thank you for coming on. We want to thank all of you guys that's coming on tonight. Well, Deacon Massington, let's just dive into this conversation. Let's just dive into this testimony because it is an awesome testimony. But now at 9:35, Keith, we do a segment over here. We'll break at 9:35 and then we'll come back and finish the interview. And so, LaTarja, how are you? We got a wife.
I'm doing fine. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, man. We're blessed. We have had a fantabulous day. We did a wedding to own the station that allowed me to stay every Sunday night. They got married today. you know, and it was just a beautiful wedding. And so we're back in the studio tonight, me and my little chocolate chip, me and Mandy just sitting over here chilling like a bug.
Right.
Yeah. And so we're glad to have you just as well. And so this would be my first official question of the interview. And Latar, okay. you might want to start out because what was that, June 28th at 12:24, your life changed.
Yes.
You know, life changed at that moment. Why don't you take us through that journey and talk us a little bit about what happened tonight?
Well, we were laying in bed and all of a sudden he jumped up and he ran in the bathroom. He was coughing real bad and he mm-hmm. yelled at me and said, I need a breathing treatment. And just his tone, you know, he never yells. He's really calm and cool and collected. So by the tone mm-hmm. of his voice, I knew something was wrong. So when I looked at him and I saw he was foaming, like puffing up real like foam from his nose and from his mouth, I said, no, we need to call 911. And he shook his head, yes. And while I was walking to get the breathing treatment, I was dialing 911 and telling him that my husband was having trouble breathing. And mm-hmm. I remember here in the Minnesota, I guess they do things different. I gave my address, and they said, okay, we're on the way. And they hung up. Well, I thought they were going to stay on the phone with me and, you know, walk me through some things. But they hung up, and I got the breathing treatment ready for him. And as he was taking the breathing treatment with our pump, he passed out on the floor.
Mm.
I just heard, because I went to the door to wait for the ambulance, and I heard him hit the floor. And when I came back, his eyes was glazed over, his lips were blue. So I knew his heart had stopped, and he wasn't breathing.
Mm.
And I just remember crying and saying, you know, we could call him Daryl Roy sometimes. I said, Daryl Roy, you're not going to do this to me. You're not going to do this to me, because I knew he had died. And I hit him in his chest because, you know, I watch a lot of medical shows. So
right.
I hit him in his chest, and he kind of, a little bit, he went back out. Well, about 2 minutes later, the ambulance came, and they began to perform CPR on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the performing CPR, he did come back. They got him back, and they loaded him in the ambulance. It took a while for them to, I guess, strap him all in. It was about 2 or 3 minutes. And we were we drove around to the front of the house, and we got behind the ambulance, and they were going to the hospital. They had the lights and the sirens on, and, you know, we was going behind him with the flashes on. And halfway to the hospital, they turned the sirens off. They had, still had the lights going, but they turned the sirens off. And I knew in my heart he was gone again.
Right.
And they slowed down. I guess they were doing, I couldn't really see what they was doing, but I guess they were doing CPR in the back of the ambulance. So we was driving, and finally they turned the sirens back on, and they sped up. So I knew that he was back again.
Mm-hmm. Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
it was
on the network,
a night. I'm sorry?
I was just sharing with our listener that's coming in. They are coming in on the phone lines. They're coming in on the network. We're talking to Latarja Massington, the wife of my oldest brother, Diljus Massington. We're interviewing him on tonight because he's a miracle walking, and she's just sharing the journey of that particular night, June the 28th. Go ahead, Latarja.
So we got to the hospital. You know, they had us to, you know, do all the normal paperwork thing. We couldn't see him. And the doctors asked us all kind of questions, like, did he know, was he on drugs, and did he have any heart problems? And we were like, no, because I was with my sister-in-law, Connie, his sister. And we were like, no, he doesn't do drugs. He didn't have any heart problems. He was pretty much healthy. He had, you know, had asthma issues. And the doctor was, like, perplexed. Well, he didn't tell us that he had COVID again in the ER. I didn't find that out too much later that he COVID again. So it was just a night I will never, ever, ever forget. It changed my life. Sometimes I still see him laying on the floor, which is, you know, it's traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a life-changing event.
And those of you around the network that's flagging, and we'll allow you to, you know, have questions here in a little bit. But you know, that particular night we was doing a show, because normally when we do our shows, that was on a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do our shows over here, we have to turn our phones down. You know, they don't want us our phone was up for some reason. And so we had to turn our phones down, so my phone was on silent, you know, and I forgot to turn it up. Mm-hmm. And you was at your studio, man, that night, and I was in my studio. We was broadcasting the show.
Right.
And I just forgot to turn it up, and my sister from Houston was calling. My youngest brother was calling, and my phone was down, so I was missing calls. And I just have to wake up, and my light was going off on my phone, and I all these missed calls. And when I started checking messages, I was like, huh? My God. And so immediately when I got in touch with my young brother, which is the pastor my brother was sharing a little earlier, mm-hmm. I got him, and he began to tell me what was going on. And so immediately I just started praying. I just said, no, the devil is a lie. I just started calling life. So, Latarja, I just could imagine, you know, I just can't even think you riding down the freeway like saying, is this it? Is this it? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mandy? Yes. Just to piggyback on what you were saying, Eman, Latarja, you stated as you were walking out your story with us that you were telling Del, don't do this to me. And as a woman of faith, my question to you is, what was your conversation with the Lord on the way to the hospital, knowing that when the ambulance stopped and turned off their lights that your husband had coded again, what was your personal communication to him?
Well, I was praying silently because my daughter, Rika, was riding beside me, and I didn't want her to go into panic mm-hmm. mode. So in my heart and in my mind, I was praying, that, Lord, please don't take my husband. Lord, mm-hmm. whatever you do, please do not take my husband.
Right.
And one prayer I always pray is, life, Lord, you can speak life into a dead situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I always pray that prayer. No matter what the right. situation is, Lord, you can speak life. You are able. And like Lazarus, you know, he spoke to Lazarus and he spoke life. Lazarus was dead and the Lord spoke life into Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
So that was always in my prayer, Lord, you can see life into any dead situation.
Yes. Yes. And he did. Why? Because we have him tonight.
Yes.
And you know, that's just so powerful in that within itself, because you know, it's just ironic, and here we are back in the news with a young man that's playing football, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he coded on the field just as well,
right?
And he coded because an officer across the globe around the network story with DeMarin Hamlin, and you know, you talk about you praying, but immediately people start praying,
right?
You know, as you heard Delges, he was yeah. sharing that his brothers was praying, and ladies and gentlemen, those of you on the network, they have this testimony out there on YouTube. You can go to YouTube if you want to just see this whole testimony in its entirety, where they have sat down and they just shared this whole testimony.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to just see it in its whole entirety, you know, my brother talked about his family praying, his mm-hmm. wife praying, his church praying. People just immediately start praying. Why? Because we as believers, we trust God and we believe God,
right.
you know, and we're standing on the faith. Because, you know, I just start saying, you know, because it's been about a year we had laid our mother to rest
mm-hmm.
just as well. And I was like, we ain't finna experience this. That's what Keith and Latarja, that was going through my head at the time. You know, I was driving to the hospital. I was saying, no, we ain't finna experience this again. You know, just right mm-hmm. back to back.
Right.
And so I just beginning to pray, and we all just beginning to pray. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, all of you been asking, yeah, he's on the line tonight, and he's up and he's healthy. And those of you that come around the E-Man After Show, you know this is a men's show, and this is where we always try to talk to our men, especially in the African-American community, you know, about health,
mm-hmm.
making sure we are healthy. Making sure we're going to the doctor, making sure we're going to the checkup, because you just heard Latarja, she said he was healthy.
Yes.
You know, as a little boy, I can remember, I don't remember him having asthma. I don't even really never know if he got sick a whole lot, but I do remember him having asthma. And kind of thought it was that, you know, but I just really ain't never known him to have any problems. You know what I'm saying? And that did happen. He coded.
Yes.
And so in my mind, I was thinking, you know, a healthy young man and coded not one time, not two times, mm-hmm. but three times.
Yes.
And if y'all don't know what a miracle is, this is one on the line tonight because he, no brain damage.
Yeah, and to code for a total of 23 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
As you stated, no brain damage.
Yeah, because a couple of months, what was it, a couple of months ago, we rode down to Houston with him. Man,
yes, we did.
And he drove all the way to Houston. We didn't even let me drive back. You understand? Why? Because Keith think he was trying to prove to the devil that, you know, I'm well. I'm mm-hmm. fine. I kept saying, man, I drive if you want me to. He told me, I got this. I don't know if you just didn't want me to drive your car or you just trying to prove to the devil that, you know, listen, I'm back. I'm in my right mind because really, as we did our research, just what is it? Because me and DLJ, we have worked for a company called Centos.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, it's called First Aid and Safety. We do a lot of CPR trainings and a lot of that, you know, when it comes to like this.
Right.
And really, Keith, if you can remember, how many minutes it is that they can get you back? I think it's, what, 2 or 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm. They said 5 minutes, but it takes 5 minutes. Then they should shock you if you have an AED available. But after 5 to 7 minutes, they say your brain, once it starts losing oxygen, mm-hmm. That you could become brain dead, you know.
Right,
so
right.
We was always taught, you know, 5 to 7 minutes at least. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's what they say.
Right,
but God
right.
is God. And God. That's what man say.
Mm-hmm.
But God has the final answer to every situation. That's my wife
right.
is just saying. And
mm-hmm.
So, you want me to get started into my testimony? Or?
Well, we guess what? We got to do a segment. And when we come out of this segment, we because people are still calling the phone line. Y'all tearing my sister up over here today. You know, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's calling in tonight, mm-hmm. whatever time zone you're calling in from. I see area codes. I'll continue to tell you where they're from. We want to thank all you guys, whatever time zone or wherever you're calling from. You're listening tonight to a walk-in testimony. When we come back out our segment on tonight, we're going to let Deacon Massington, and he's a deacon of his church.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you heard him. If you heard him in his introduction, you know, he's been serving at a deacon. He started out. He's been serving. Because we're going to get into that even how they met. Because, you know, this how they met. I'm going to tell y'all how they met. Can I tell them how y'all met? Y'all were. Yeah, we're going to get to see, really, you know, Latarja was supposed to be doing something in the church and Keith was conducting the service. You know, that's uh-huh. just kind of how that works. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into all of that when we come back out of this segment. Listen, guys, we start on the network on tonight. We want to appreciate all of y'all that's coming in tonight. Guys, this is where we normally do our segment at this time of the night. And so we want y'all to settle in, Keith and Latarja, and we come back out of this segment. We're going to jump into your testimony. But you guys, this is the E-Man After Show. Me and Mandy are listening to this testimony. We know it. We're just going to act like we don't know it. Well, we know this testimony. And, man, if this is not a miracle, as Latarja was talking about Lazarus a while ago, Keith, we're going to see if they got room in the Bible for your testimony because this is just the way I see it. You know, God healed him, ladies and gentlemen, and Mandy. To me, God heal you just for people in the land, in this era, in the time that we're living in, just mm-hmm. to know that he's still God,
yeah.
that he's a miracle worker. Mm-hmm. And as she was talking mm-hmm. about life, you know, God, listen, he's living.
That's right.
And so you guys keep it locked. We see you on the network. They are hitting option one. They already have more questions than I have. They hitting option one tonight. But you guys keep it locked. Let's do this segment. When we come back out of this segment, we shall continue our conversation with Bill Just Massive. This is a miracle testimony. We're back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul.
Have you ever felt like you were stuck in the mud? Meaning you were stuck in a situation and you were going nowhere. Sometimes it seemed like you may have been in quicksand. Because every time you took a step up, something pulled you down. Is there someone out there feeling like that tonight? That you're in a muddy situation. No matter how many times you try to cleanse yourself of it, the mud just continues to get back on you. Or you're falling back into the same pattern you were before. But let me tell you about a man who can take mud and he can open your eyes. He can do the most wonderful things with what we consider to be a dirty thing. In John 9 and 6, when he said, he spat on the ground, made mud with saliva, anointed the blind man's eyes with the mud, and then the blind man was able to see. Sometimes God will place you in a muddy situation or allow you to be in that mud. But when you call on him to wash you, you don't fall back into the same situation because now God has opened your eyes so now you can see. So you can avoid that muddy situation. You can avoid that pit that's full of quicksand and fast-sinking mud. Just allow God to cleanse you from your muddy situations. And you can always stay clear of the muddy ponds that may come your way. Because God is the tide that you need. When God washes your stain or washes your mud off, he cleanses you. Because his blood has cleansed us from all mud, which is sin. From all sin, which is mud. So we won't become stuck in those situations anymore. And the reason we fall into those muddy situations is because we won't let God cleanse us. We try to go and wash ourselves clean from our situations. But when we depend on God and we take a bath in his cleansing soap, which is the blood of Jesus, and we confess our sins to him, he is just to forgive us, and he will remove the mud that you were once stuck in. Those quicksand situations, you will now be able to walk out of, and God will extend his hand and pull you up. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired, with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Telling you what God has done. Just remember. when the bills were due, your friends were few, he always came through, he did. Even when your heart was broken, your faith was stolen, but now you can get up and say,
I'm a blessing, telling you what God has done,
telling you what he's done, yeah.
I'm a blessing, naming them one by one, and if you need a witness, I will be the one.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, 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 y'all. It's your favorite producer, DB. Thank you so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio every single week. We love you, and we appreciate all of our listeners. Peace out, y'all.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight for another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Ladies and gentlemen, we are right in the midst of an interview. We are interviewing my oldest brother. I tell you, God has worked a miracle in his life, and we're so appreciative that he's taking the time out, him and his wife, to come on and share with us. And those of you around the network, you know, let this be an encouragement to you, and let this be encouragement that for those of you to know that God is still in the miracle-working mm-hmm. business. Deacon Masson and LaTarja, are you still with us?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you guys with us, and we'll get into this testimony. To all of you guys that's coming in on the network and on the phone line, I don't know if I can scroll down anymore, Mandy. For those of you that are just calling in or just logging into the network, we're talking to Deodrich Massington and his wife, LaTarja Massington. This is a miracle walking. This is my oldest brother. You know, this is my hero right here. This is who I have to call when, you know, when I need people. Yes. Why? Because that's who I look up to. And so, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this trailer, and then we'll talk to Deacon Masson and find out a little bit from him. You know, about his testimony, we're going to let him dive right into it. For all of you coming in on the network and on the phone lines right now, check out.
I will never forget the day of June 28th at 12:24 a.m.
I remember jumping out of bed because all of a sudden I had a hard time breathing. And I went to sit down, and that's the last thing I remember.
When I answered the phone, I answered the phone to a sound that was very, very alarming.
He was passed out on the floor. He wasn't breathing. I just knew he was gone again.
For someone to code not one, not two, but to actually code three times, that's a whole nother level of life and death. But you can never cancel out the blood of Jesus.
Never cancel out the blood of Jesus. Well, Keith, we up to you, man. I tell you, you ought to be counting your blessings. And we know you are.
I ain't counting them, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we know you've been counting your blessings. So, man, why don't you share with us, I'm reading a note just coming through. Why don't you talk to our listeners and tell us a little bit about that experience that night, sir?
Well, as my wife said, that night, the last thing I remember was her preparing me a breathing treatment. And I just remember jumping out of bed. I was having a hard time breathing, and I asked her to prepare me a breathing treatment. Mm-hmm. And on that night, on June 28th, that's the last thing I remember. When I woke up 3 days later, I was in the hospital. I had been heavy sedated. And first of all, I want to say all the glory and the praise go to God. He's a miracle worker. I was listening to Mandy a few minutes ago when she was saying how you know it's a miracle when the doctors keep saying it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. Because my testimony picks up about 4 days after I come out of that heavy sedation.
Right.
And in the hospital room that Tuesday morning, I'll never forget this morning, they had about, oh, my God, it was like about 9 to 10 doctors in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, they was checking everything. They checked my heart. They was checking my my kidneys. They was checking my speech. They was checking to see if I could remember. They was asking me all kind of questions. Infectious doctor was in there because I had a blood infection. They was, I mean, every organ you could think of, they was checking, because when you lose that much oxygen to your brain, it should cause your organs to malfunction. And so they was just checking it. Every doctor, God, he know how to use doctors, but at the same time, he know how to dumbfound them. Because I want to tell you, every doctor in that room was like, man, you are a miracle. I don't know how to explain it to you, but you just a miracle. You're a walking miracle. Because that particular night, one doctor had told my wife to prepare to tell his family to get, because they didn't think I was going to make it that night.
Mm.
But I'm telling you, everything that they wanted to do, everything that they was telling my wife they was going to have to do, God was one step ahead of them. And all the stuff they wanted to do, like they told my wife my kidneys had failed. I was in renal failure. And they was getting ready to prepare to do dialysis, where I had been in the hospital for 3 days. But right when they got ready to do the dialysis, the doctor came in and told us that his kidneys is working. Fine, we don't have to do the dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
One doctor, they rolled me down. She told me they rolled me down to the emergency room because they told her that they were going to have to put a pump in my heart because my heart wasn't pumping. They rolled me down to do that. And about 20 minutes later, she said they came back and she didn't know what had happened. She said when they got down there, one of the doctors came back and told her, well, we don't have to put the pump in his heart because his heart done started pumping. It's pumping. So everything that they wanted to do, God was one step ahead because he's a miracle worker. He was going to get the glory. And so I can just say that every doctor, I mean, every last one of them that I saw, and I saw a lot of them that week, they were just all amazed at what God had did. They weren't taking no glory. They was like, you're just a miracle. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, they test my speech. They test my memory. It's just amazing how good God is. So he gets the glory. He gets all the praise. But he's not just the healer. You know, sometimes we say God is the healer. No, God is a healer, but he's a miracle worker. You know, you can't pin God in no box. He's just too big for our imaginations, you know?
Yeah, yes, he is, because he say our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not him. He's great, way greater and bigger. And you know, Keith, it's ironic as you said here, Sharon, about the doctors, because I know you talked about your body went into shock, and they had to put you on an ice machine for 36 hours, I could imagine it blowing the doctor's mind, you know, after they did all they can do. And to come back and what is about 10 doctors come back to declare that, man, this is a miracle. We did everything we know to do in the human form with our profession and what we do. But this is just a complete turnaround from 36 hours of being on ice and your body being in shock and your kidneys shutting down. So to you ladies and gentlemen out on the network, when you sit back and they went to, I believe you saying they went to put a heart pump in your, put a pump in your heart and it was already pumping. You know, I just can't even imagine, but when you, even if you guys listen to the testimony, you can, I believe your pastor said it the best, you can never cancel out the blood of Jesus.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you know, the blood of Jesus, and he's a living witness, and he's giving all glory and honor to God. And that's why I kind of refer and say it like this here is, yes, when God work a miracle, he's working a miracle in the land for everybody to know that he's God,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it, that's what you're saying. You're giving the glory to God. I mean, the doctors can only do so much.
Right.
And they did Amen. Everything they know to do. And, man, to be laying there on ice 4 days later for 36 hours for surgeons to come in and check your heart, for doctors to come in and check your vision, for doctors to come in and check your kidneys. And what is that over there in Exodus where he talk about he will bless your water and your bread, mm-hmm. and he would take sickness away from you? He teaches us he'll heal you. He'll work a miracle in your life. So, ladies and gentlemen on the network, this is a miracle that you're listening to on tonight. You don't have no problems, do you, Deacon Master? Latasha, do you have any problems?
I don't have none.
Besides, you know your nerves.
You know how good God is. When I was in the hospital, when I was going mm-hmm. to therapy. First of all, the guys that was transferring me to therapy, they have the notes of everything I've been through. I can never forget that young man. He was like, man, you went through all this and still listen.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, man. And I was like, well, God is good. He said, no, God is great.
Right.
But anyway, it's just everything is all, I can't explain it because when I first left the hospital, I remember they were saying, it's going to be 2, maybe 3 years before you can even think about going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Eldridge, God healed me. I've been back at work. I was back at work in 11 months.
Right.
Not what man said, 11 months.
That's awesome.
It's just amazing because I want to say that one night I was in a deep vision,
mm-hmm.
and I'm telling you, I can't explain to you. Mm-hmm. Only thing I can just say, I had an encounter with Jesus for myself.
Yes.
I was in a deep sleep. I couldn't wake up. You know when you're just like in a deep, deep sleep, and so I was in this deep sleep, and I was in heaven, and I was walking, and I was talking with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But at this time, I had been at the hospital for about, I'd say 6 months. But the medical disability was dragging their feet. And so I had applied for my medical disability.
Mm-hmm.
And it hadn't came through yet. So I was talking with Jesus. I was like, Lord, you know, I need my medical disability to come through. Because, you know, I was on short-term disability.
Right.
And as I was walking and talking with Jesus, and only thing I remember this, just like you and I talking, he mm-hmm. said, everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
And he turned, and I'm telling you, the eyes, the glory from his face, and he turned to me, and he said, and I healed your heart.
Mm.
And that statement, every day since then, for the last, that was in January of last year. That's not mm-hmm. a day go by. That statement don't manifest some, every day I hear that, and I mm-hmm. healed your heart.
Yeah.
Well, the medical disability, when they finally came through, they wanted me to go take an electrocardiogram test. And mm-hmm. that's to see how your heart is doing.
Right.
Well, if your heart is beating 50 fractions per minute, that means it's a normal heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to take the test at the medical disability scheduling about 2 weeks after I had this vision. And the nurse, I asked her, I said, can you tell me results of the test? She said, no, I can't tell you results of the test because I don't want to give you different information I got to give to the medical disability doctor. But she looked at me and she said, your heart is no longer in heart failure. And so about a week later, the medical disability people called me. They denied my claim because they told me my heart was beating 62 heartbeats per minute, the heart fraction. And so I went to my doctor, and this is where the testimony is really, really awesome, because my doctor was like, Mr. Masson, there just ain't no way that your heart is beating like that, because your heart was barely beating 20 beats per minute when you was in the hospital. No way your heart bounced back like that. They're just telling you that to deny your medical disability. So what we're going to do, we're going to set up a test that let me run the test so you can have something to prove, because he thought they were just trying to deny my medical disability. Well, lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I took another electrocardiogram test. And as I took the test, I was sitting in his office in Elvis. My doctor ran in there, and he said, Mr. Massington, these are his exact words.
Right.
Your heart is healed. The same thing that Jesus told me in my vision. This man said right out of his mouth. I mean, it was just, he ran in there. He said, your heart is healed.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. Your heart, it's not beating 62 minutes, but it's beating, your heart it was beating 57 beats per minute. That is unheard of, considering what you've been through and what he was just so excited. He had me all excited. I got on the phone. I was calling everybody because he was like, it's just a miracle.
Right.
So I was here tonight just to say God is a miracle worker. God can stop Monday Night Football, have millions of people praying in 1 minute and get his glory. You know what I'm saying? So the same God raised Lazarus from the dead is the same God, the same Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead is the same Jesus told me that I healed your heart. And today I go to work. I'm normal. I don't have, When I first left the hospital, my heart rate would get up to 95, and they would make me stop doing, exercises because I had to take therapy. So now my heart rate gets up to 140, 135, 140, and I don't even feel exhausted because I have a little Fitbit to give me my heart rate. And I'm like, man, I remember I first got out of the hospital, it was 95, and I would feel tired and beat down.
Right.
I'm lifting, I'm squatting, everything that they said I wouldn't be able to do for a year or two, I'm doing now. God is good. Right. Can't nobody tell me he's not good.
Yes.
And that is, ladies and gentlemen, that is so awesome. Those of you that's on the network tonight, we allow my brother, this is my oldest brother, Deacon Dale. He's a deacon at his church, Dale just Masson, and we'll let him share his testimony in his own way. He's completely healed. He's not being healed. He is healed.
He is, yeah.
And his heart is healed. And he's giving God all the glory, and we're giving God all the glory. So that, Keith, what would you say to that person out there on the network tonight that's listening to your testimony that's been having some type of heart condition, that's been how would you encourage them? How would you speak into their lives that, you know, no matter who you are, I don't care how bad it seems, I don't care what the doctor say, what would you tell that person tonight if they just can put their faith and trust and believe God? What would you tell them?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is that that God is a miracle worker, that Jesus is a healer. and that those that believe in him and those that trust him, put all their faith in him, he would come through. That old saying, he might not come when you want it, but he's always on time.
Right.
And
right.
that, you know, sometimes God puts us in differences. What I would tell anybody that's having any kind of issues with their body is to, what I learned from this experience is that, you know, I suffer from asthma real bad. And when I was going to the doctor, I was telling the doctor that I thought it was my asthma. Well, I learned to let the doctors check me out thoroughly that, you know, if you don't know what to pray for, if you don't know what to blame God for, how can he, you know, perform a miracle in your life? You got to know what's wrong with yourself. And like I said, God know how to use doctors, but he know how to dumbfound them and get his glory at the same time. So don't ever, ever think that God can't perform a miracle. Don't ever think he's not a healer because he is. And that is your situation might be dire to you, but in eyesight of God, that's just a way for him to get your attention, to let you know that that he's a healer, he's a miracle worker, and that by his stripes we are healed. But I would just say you've got to know what's wrong with you. It don't do no good to just say there's something wrong with me and pray for me. You need to know what's wrong with you.
Be specific.
And as you call on the elders of the church and the different prayer warriors, we know what to pray for. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So it's nothing wrong with going to the doctor and find out what's wrong with you, because your body is your temple, you know?
Yeah.
Your body will let you know it's something wrong with your body. You know what I'm saying?
And Deacon, and Keith, just not to interrupt you, and this is why over here on the E-Man After Show, Keith, this is where we sit around the domino table, and this is where we talk about, you know, we talk about men, especially in the African-American community. We talk about going to the doctor and getting checked and making sure you do your annually and your checkup, because like just like you're stating, you know, you could pray all day long, but if you don't be specific and you don't know what you're praying for, if you go to the doctor and they begin to share certain things with you that, you know, because early prevention is real critical and real key in this day and time, especially as we get a certain age in life. It's critical for all of you men that's around the network on tonight, just not in the African-American community, all ethnicities, those of you that's around this network and you are over the age of 40, you know, you need to be going to your doctor and doing your annually checks and getting checked out. Why? Because statistics say it is 63% of African-American men have some underlying condition, if it be diabetes, if it be your heart, if it be high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Because a lot of times, you know, we as men, we don't go to the doctor because we can't hip it. You know, then we run it up in there and we find out this, but I definitely agree with you, Deacon Masterton. Keith, I agree with you. You know, if you're praying to God, you want to be specific about what you're praying for.
Right.
And you being specific about what you're praying for, God will step right in and he'll work a miracle, because this is a miracle talking right now. He, you know, even if he don't open up his mouth to say anything, he's a miracle. You looking at a miracle. Why? Because at the end of the day, Keith, I always tell people, sometimes God can heal you to the point of your testimony sound like a lie. It may be somebody on the network don't even believe it because they don't believe in miracles. But God can heal you to the point to where it almost sounds like that. Why? Because he's God. And then God turned around, just like you were saying earlier, Keith, about the young man that was on the football field. I think it was one of our guys sat around the domino table last Sunday night. He hit a football game for God, for people to recognize game was supposed to be a big game, but we all watched this young man go down. And today he's back at home. Why? Because God is still working miracles in the land. And so to those of you on the net, network tonight, that's all around the globe. This is a testimony walking right here, Mandy.
Right, right. It is a testimony, awesome testimony tonight, amen. But I do want to go back, Deacon Massington, and I want to ask you, prior to these chains of events, were there any type of symptoms or signs, thinking back, that you may have had prior to facing this situation?
Yes, but that's what I was saying a few minutes ago, Mandy, is that I was having problems breathing for about 3 months, but it was like in the springtime, and that's when my allergies and my asthma normally kick up. So
right.
I was just thinking it was asthma. So I went to, I went to Carol Now, and the doctor there, she said, your lungs are full of fluids. And so we're going to give you, they gave me this steroid package where you take 6 1 day, take 5 1 day, take 3. And so I felt better for about a couple of weeks, and then I started having this breathing problem again. So I went to my primary doctor, but see, they was going by what I was telling them. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know from this experience to let them run totally tests. Don't get them. Just tell them what it is and let them run tests. And because my primary doctor, he did the same thing. He said, "Well, it's your asthma." Because that's what I was telling them. And so he gave me a steroid shot. Well, like I said, for about a week or two, I felt good, and then I started having breathing problems all over again. So all the while, it was I was having congestive heart failure. But by me, you know, I was working two jobs, and like you said, our mother was ill at the time, and she passed away, and I was just ripping and running, and now my body was telling me all the time that something was wrong.
Right, right.
But I was assuming one thing. So my lesson I have learned is that the doctors run a total examination.
Right.
And let them earn their money. Let them be the doctor and tell me what's wrong.
What's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, man, you know, y'all talked about in y'all testimony. And the reason why I want to ask LaTarja this question, because somebody's marriage is about to code. You know, you about on your third for the code. I'm gonna turn it a little bit, Deacon, because you done left one time and he done left one time. He come. Your marriage is about dead. God can heal a marriage. He can heal a family issue. Why? Because even though we're talking about the heart, you know, if we turn it a little bit, you look into your situation, no matter what you did it with, it can die. Because my brother died three times, 23 whole minutes.
Right.
And God raised him from the dead. That same God raised your virus from the dead.
Yes.
That same God raised your family issue from the dead. And so those of you out on the next night, could keep. And LaTarja, y'all got our network lit up. Y'all got our phone lines are lit up tonight. Because, man, this is a miracle walker. But in y'all testimony, and ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check the testimony out in its entirety, you can go to, what's the name of your ministry again? You can ask
him,
what's the name
now
of your ministry?
Now unto him ministry.
Yes.
Now unto him ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can go to that page and you can go on and see this whole testimony in its entirety.
Right.
Why? Because if you sit there and just watch the whole testimony and just watch the interview, just they go in depth about the whole night.
What I like and LaTarja, you know, we know that Deacon Massington was, you know, physically, right? Physically and other ways as well. But also LaTarja and their children, the whole family was affected. So although we know that Deacon Massington has a story and a testimony, but I'm looking at LaTarja has a testimony. Those that are close knitted have a mm-hmm. because everyone was affected in certain ways, right? But Tadria, she was one of the intercessors in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So she prayed, you know, mm-hmm. and believed God, you know, to bring Deacon Masterton through.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was connected in this have a story to tell.
Right.
And they can tell about the goodness of God and how the prayers of the righteous avail it much.
Right. And so
I was just thinking, mm-hmm. you know, how when you talked about men and health mm-hmm. and how, you know, just when we're affected, how it affects others,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, and how we're all one body, how the pastor prayed, mm-hmm. how you,
family
Pastor of, Marvin prayed, mm-hmm. how you prayed, everybody came together and prayed, and how God moved, and how we're all rejoicing with Deacon Massington at right now.
Right, right, and which is so awesome. Which leads me to this question, Latarja. I mean, as I sit there and watch your interview, Keith, y'all talk about the closeness. Let's talk about that for a minute. How it brung y'all so close together. Because I went that way by somebody matches Cody,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you take your vows, you take them for better and for worse. And the Targer,
yes.
you know, when you never thought this would happen. You didn't even see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to us a little bit. How does that bring a marriage? And to those of you that's about to leave your marriage because your wife burned the toast and, mm-hmm. and just the stuff that don't matter. How did this bring you guys even closer together?
Well, you know, you don't sweat the small things like you just said. You look at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. You know, God is good. He gave us a second chance, you know, just, you know, it wasn't anything wrong, but just to get it right, to continue on his road and make things better. You know, there's mm-hmm. always room for improvement in, you know, in any situation. And for me, it's just not to sweat the small stuff. You know, I saw my husband, you know, dead on the floor. He was really dead. And, you know, it could have gone another way. I mm-hmm. could have been planning a funeral.
Right.
And I just thank God just for giving us a second chance to do things better.
Right.
To get closer, to you know, see our kids are grown almost, but you know, just to see them in their next phase of life.
yeah,
you know, yeah. it just don't take anything for granted. Life is so fragile.
Right. And yes, it is.
Any given moment it can be snatched away.
Yeah.
And you just can't, you know, sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
And just
so
let God
awesome.
Be God in all the way.
Right. And so Deacon Masterton, I asked you that question, but I asked you this way. You know, you just as well, but you also stated that God kept you here to see you wanted to see your daughters graduate. You wanted to, God kept you here for your family. A little bit about that. What was going through your mind, and what was you thinking when God told you, "I healed your heart. I healed you because I kept you here." It was a desire. You wanted to see your daughters graduate. Your wife just stated. They have grown up more now. It'll be an emptiness real soon, you know. And what kind of feeling does that make you feel to know that God just really just granted your prayer?
Well, it felt awesome because Ebony had graduated, my middle daughter, mm-hmm. I had one more daughter to graduate. So every day, no matter when I was going to work or
mm-hmm.
whatever I was doing, I always got up in the morning and asked the Lord to bless me to see my baby daughter graduate. That was just mm-hmm. a prayer I always prayed at the beginning and ending of every prayer. And so when I was laying in the hospital, I was in meditating, and he brought that prayer back to my memory. He was mm-hmm. saying that he told me, he said, "You always pray that you'll be able to see your last baby graduate." And mm-hmm. I gave you the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, oh, man. But that just really did something to me because mm-hmm. he will grant you the desires of your heart.
Right.
So I
right.
was walking in. We have a pretty big closet in the house, so I was in my closet. And, you know, I was just looking at all the clothes and all the things that, you know, the suits and all. And I was like, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Because I was thinking about my wife at that moment. I was thinking about all the stuff she would have to give away and how hard it would be. And that's when the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, I left you here for your family. Mm-hmm. And so, so many things that happened since then to, that I understand what the Lord was telling me, that he left me here for my family. And so I just, you know, I'm just thankful about
I'm part of
how
your family.
The Holy Spirit.
I'm still part of your family.
Huh?
I said, I'm still a part of your family. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. But it's just amazing. Can I just share one other thing? That when, when I was laying in the hospital and I was thanking God and I was just meditating on his word, and the Spirit spoke to me. It reminded me of when we used to go to Full Gospel, Pastor Mary used to always say, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, you just hear scripture so much sometimes, you don't really expand on what, but at that moment, he revealed to me exactly what he meant. The same Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead in the Bible days. You're the same Jesus that brought me back to life in 2021. And don't you know, about 10 or 15 years ago, God hadn't came and wrapped the church out, it'd be somebody else standing, giving an awesome testimony about God's goodness and the miracle working power of the Lord. It's because you would never be able to speak about Jesus in the past tense, because he's the same.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, he's the past. He's the future. He's right now, and he's going to be the future. You'll never be able to just talk about him in the past tense. He's always going to be performing miracles. So that's what would be my encouraging word to anybody, no matter what you go through. He can see you through if you just hold on. Going to the cross wasn't easy, so this walk with Christ won't be easy. We'll have our ups and downs, but God will see you through if you hold on.
Which brings me to this question, Keith. Is there a book coming? And the reason why I would ask that question, because a lot of times, you know, let's fast forward into 2023. We're in technology now. Things have changed. Of course, the word of God don't change, but it myth does. You read a story, because y'all both refer to the Lazarus story. You read it in a book, which that book was called the Bible. If they had any more room in there, you could put your testimony in there. And the reason why I asked that was, you know, it's always been this saying that whichever way God bless me, I'll be satisfied. And for your testimony, for that person that's not on this network tonight, for that person may not hear your testimony, because all these platforms, and this is why we asked you to come to the E-Man After Show, because these are just with the new age and what we're doing now, even your testimony being out on YouTube. These are another avenues. Why? Because YouTube is all around the world. We Talk Radio Network is all right now. It's daytime somewhere, and they're listening to your testimony right now. Why? Because if we didn't have the platform such as radio, if we didn't have the platform such as other media sites, you know, we won't hear if it's not in a book. Reason why I say put it in a book. The reason why I say tell your testimony, because you just never know. I'm, you know, me being a thinker, you never know which way God is going to bless you. Not so much are you making monetary funds, but you know, I know you're a talker. I know you taught Sunday school. I know you conduct a service. That's how you and Latarja met. You know, being at your age, you just turned 63 a few weeks ago. You know, you may end up going around. Give your testimony. Even the young man, Damaron Hammond, I guarantee you, not so much that he can just gain money from it, but it's a testimony, because the way God is getting the word out, he's healing those, and you overcome by the word of your testimony in a way. Right. It can come in the form of writing a book. Mm-hmm. It can come in a form of having your own show, a podcast. Are there any ideas or anything that, because, you know, you like to talk. I know you like to talk, Keith. You know what I'm saying? And you got a way of talking to men. And this is where I'm going with that, because you got a way of, and those of you on the, you have a way of ministering or talking to men in a type of way that you can start getting engagement. But I just believe your testimony, just like Lazarus' testimony, it can be put in a book. You know, right. Why? Because somebody needs to hear it, that God is still in 23 healing and God is still working miracles. Do you see any of that in the far future, or are you, what do you think, Keith?
Well,
you know, I'm a producer.
Well, it's amazing that you said that, because one night I was laying in the hospital room, because when you're laying up, you have plenty of time to think. And the Spirit spoke to me and said that God, he spoke to me and said that he was going to get the glory out of my life and out of my testimony. Well, you know, I don't know a whole lot of people. The ministries I've been involved with, and we know a small ministry. So I'm thinking, you know, I'll be able to give my testimony to, you know, people I know, different ministries and people at work. Mm-hmm. But God, when he's speaking, tell you something, it's going to come to pass, because, lo and behold, I had no idea that the Pastor Ross, now to him ministry, God had put in his spirit to do the production.
Yeah.
And in my spirit, I just want to, you know, do something small, because I'm not a big social media guy. I'm not into social media like that. But when he came to me and let me know what he wanted to do, it clicked right then. Okay, that's how God going to get the glory out of out of the testimony, was through the video that he had put into Minister Ross' heart to do. And then, of course, you and Mandy in November, December asked me to come on the show. So God has a way of confirming his word. I had none of his plans. You know, you know I didn't. So I'm here tonight, and I just think through your show tonight and through the production that God laid on Minister Ross' heart to do, is that he's getting the glory. I won't never say never, because I know I'm not a writer or anything like that, but our obligation is to, I want to say, is to share our testimony with the world, to let the world know that Jesus still saves, he still heals, he still delivers, he still sets free, no matter what you're dealing with. Jesus is here for us. He's closer than a brother, and if we just go to him in sincerity, there's nothing he won't do. That's what he came here to do. And so right now, I still believe he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for the believer. So if you got a problem, you can go to him. And I would just say, as we're doing this show tonight, that's how I know that God is real, because he spoke to me and told me he was going to get his glory through my testimony.
Right.
And so through video, he's getting his glory. Through your show, he's getting his glory. And, you know, every time I meet somebody, we start talking, I tell them my testimony. So that's how he's getting his glory.
Yes. Well, that's so awesome. And I would love to go into Barnes & Noble or go on Amazon and see Miracle Testimony Deal just matched. You know, why? Because it is those little bitty testimonials or the devotions that quite sure, because God, you know, he give us new ideas and new concepts, and we have to just be creative with it in this era, in this time. So, you know, if that ever happened, because, you know, residual come from it, and a lot of times you can make that money. You won't have to go to work. You won't have to punch a clock. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't never know which way the Lord gonna bless you nowadays. You know, and so, but man, we are peacock proud and high and happy just to have you on tonight. The phone lines are lit up. Those of you who may want to have any questions for Deogis Master, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation, because we got a few more minutes on the show. and we get ready to wrap this show up because what you said, we stroll up, Mandy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the phone lines are lit up, y'all. And we want to thank all you guys that's sitting on the phone line just listening to the testimony tonight, because this is a miracle walking.
Right.
He just turned 63, right, the other day, didn't he? You just turned 63.
Yeah,
January 3rd.
January 63.
Yeah, Lord. And so those of you that listen, at 63 years old, I mean, he's doing good.
Yeah.
He's healed. Mm-hmm. Not that he's going to let me see it on this network to say all around the globe. Even the owner, we did their wedding today. The owners of this network, yeah, they send their love out to you. This young lady allows to come here every Sunday night on this platform because she's all around the globe. We Talk Radio Network. And they send their love to you. They are listening. They did a wedding today. They got married today, and they stopped to take the time to listen to this testimony. Why? Because it'll be different people writing in. It'll be different people asking questions. Why? Because, as you stated, God healed you. Why? Because he's going to get, and he is getting the glory.
Yes, he is.
From your story.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, amen. Keep on telling your story. You know, can't nobody tell it like you can tell it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and we just happy that God, you know, afforded you and allowed you. And shout out to your pastor, Pastor Centel Ross, that and to the ministry that put the production out. It's out there on YouTube. It's out there on your ministry page, YouTube. Mm-hmm. And you guys can go to, what's the name of your ministry again? I have the notes. I just can't find them right now. I got a lot of papers. Yeah, Now to Him. I just found it. Now to Him Ministries. You know, you guys want to go to that ministry page, and you can click on, and that interview in its entirety mm-hmm. is there. They just give you a little snippet, and you want to go and just really, because this, you know, somebody's faith is being encouraged by just watching y'all testimony.
That's right.
Somebody's faith Amen. Is being built right now of just by listening to you, because we're in so many different time zones until, you know, it's daytime, it's evening time, and someone's faith is being built because you are a living witness, you are alive. And if they got room in the Bible, we wish you could put your testimony down there somewhere. Why? Because you read about the Lazarus story. Uh-huh. You talk about Lazarus, you being a modern-day Lazarus, you're living. You understand what I'm saying? And so, to me, it's that God just continued to show himself. It's just he's showing himself to Dietrich Massington.
Right.
And so, man, we put you on tonight. We can take your time. Just before we let you guys go, and about option one, they always wait till it's time for the show to be over, and then they hit option one.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting there, and they just amazed and listening to the time took. I ain't never seen it this, but it's high tonight. We want to thank all you guys that follow the email after show. We want to thank all you guys out there on the phone lines on the network. This is Keith. This is what this show is about. I created this show a year ago. Where men just come around the domino table and we just have real men conversations where we talk about marriage, we talk about financial, we talk about health. Why? Because, you know, we got young people looking up to us. I'm quite sure the young men at your church are looking at you as a walking testimony, you know, and we sit on the domino table. We're not really playing dominoes, but we are. It's a metaphor. You know, because when you're on the domino table, there's all kind of conversations that goes on. And tonight, we just invite you around the domino table tonight and just to share in your own way, you know, and you did that tonight. And we'll get a lot of feedback from it, and a lot of people are being encouraged. And so those of you out there tonight, stay encouraged. Know that God is real. You know that God is still in the healing business. He's still in the miracle working business. So, Keith, what I want you to do, because we got like four more minutes before we end this show, would you pray us out tonight, Deacon Massington? Would you pray us out of the show tonight?
All right, of course.
Just before you pray, you might want to have some shout-outs that you might want to shout out to your pastor or whoever you want to shout out to. A few minutes and shout out to whoever you had listening and to those that's listening on your behalf, and shout out to your wife. We want to give kudos to LaTadra.
Yes.
We want to shout her on tonight for just being the wife that she is, the sister-in-law that she is, just so honorable. And to all of you guys on the network, come back next Sunday night on the evening after show at 9 o'clock. We're here. We'll be around the domino table. So, man, continue to lift up this nation. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day. By the way, today was Martin Luther King's birthday today. He would have been 94 years old. And they got parades, I'm quite sure, going on in Dallas, Texas tomorrow. But I want you to lift up those that have a bow down here tonight. We want you to lift up those that need healing, just need a heart healing spiritually, because somebody's heart have died spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they heart have turned from God, and we just want to pray that they heart posture will come back to God. And, man, we thank you. We appreciate you, and take us out in prayer. Go right ahead, Keith.
All right. Well, first I want to thank God and give my thanks to my wife, Latanja Massington, for her faith and her faithfulness. My three daughters, Keisha, Rika, and Ebony, my grandson, Jaden, my brothers and sisters, my natural brothers and sisters, and I want to special shout out to Elder Ross, Centel Ross, and Now to Him Ministries, and my church family there, and also a special shout out to my youngest brother, Marvin Blackwell, the pastor of Hebron Community Church and that church family. So, and all those that prayed and looked after me, my doctors and everybody that just said a prayer and that had me on their heart, I thank you and I appreciate you and I love you on tonight. And so we're going to pray our way on out of here.
Oh, yes, in your own way.
Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you. We say thank you. We thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your mercy. Most of all, we thank you for your grace and your kindness and your long-suffering. But most of all, Father, we thank you for your dear son, Jesus, that laid his life down on the cross for our sins and for our healing. And he never said a mumbling word. Father, we just thank you because you are a miracle worker. All during the Bible, you perform and you work miracles. And once again, I would say you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forevermore, Father. And we ask that, Father, those that's listening in radio land, let this be a blessing to them. Let them know that their situation is not dead. It's just only asleep, and you can revive any and every situation. Those that's dealing with heart condition, those that are dealing with cancer, those that are dealing with diabetes, if they just place faith in you and do what they're supposed to do, you can heal them on tonight, Father. And those that just might have addictions on tonight, you heal addictions on tonight, Father.
Yeah.
You deliver from the addictions on tonight. So, Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we just ask that you continue to bless the listeners of this station. Continue to bless Eldridge and his wife, Mandy, on tonight, Father. Bless your children everywhere on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. We're touching agreeing with that prayer. Yes. Well, Latanja and Keith, I want to thank you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for coming on the email after the show. All righty, you guys be
blessed.
Amen. All righty.
Amen.
Now.
You too.
Amen.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Dilgis Massington. That is my oldest brother and his wife. They shared their testimony on tonight, and we just so peacock proud and hyena happy. Because, man, I tell you, Mandy, for, you know, when you sit back and just watch what God can do,
right?
You know, it's just amazing. And it was in my family today. It could be your family tomorrow. Not literally your family, Mandy.
Right.
But that you got out there on the network. And those of you around the network know that God is still a miracle worker.
Yes, he is.
You know, and as my brother was sharing, you know, his testimony, man, I just thought about, if you really can just really picture the way God healed him and the way he healed the young man. And, you know, we just come through a pandemic for a couple of years. God is showing himself strong in the land.
Yes, he is.
He's showing who he is. And if you was listening to Dilger, he's giving all glory to God. He kept saying, yeah, the doctors can do what they can do. You know what I'm saying? But no matter what, because they was confused. But God always has a witness. They had to tell him that his heart was healed, that he was a miracle. They had to announce it. Why? So at the end of the day, they even took the glory off of them and put it on God, right, by being a witness in the land to tell Deacon Massinson that, listen, that Deldridge Massinson, that man, you are a miracle. We ain't never seen nothing like this happen. And so we want to thank him on tonight. He's doing well. He's back up and he's working, you know, and I just pray that, you know, I give him an idea to put it in a book, you know.
Right, right.
Why? Because we got little ones that's caught up. They need to, you know, because like I was sharing, man, that we are into 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We are into a new era. We are into a new time. And yeah, we refer back to the miracles in the Bible, but first to a lot of the miracles that's in the land today.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't believe in miracles. You know, they say they do, but they really don't. And so every now and then the enemy try to come make those believe God ain't working miracles no more. That's for the old folks. That was back in their day. No, he's still working miracles this day.
Right. People are still having divine encounters with God.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that Deacon Massington talked about the vision he had,
mm-hmm,
you know, how he talked with the Lord, you know, because this is something that the new age has come in and tried to take out these encounters and these miracles that God is performing.
Right, right.
And so God is just bringing it back together. You know, he said if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. And through Gaston's testimony, God is being lifted up, you know, and I believe people are being drawn back to him, because there's a lot of people in this hour, they're struggling in their faith.
Mm-hmm.
They're struggling in so many different areas, and it's testimonies such as his that's going to draw us back. It reignites things, mm-hmm, that's in us, you know, it
right,
brings
right.
back things that God has brought us out of or brought us through, mm-hmm, and it makes us remember those things.
Right, right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, all of you that's on the phone lines tonight, all of you that's on the network tonight, we want to appreciate you for coming around the domino table and hanging out with us on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want you guys to, no matter where you're listening at, know God is still in the miracle working business.
Yes, he is.
And shout out to the owner, Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley.
Shout out. Yes.
They turned up today, boy.
It was, listen,
that wedding today was on.
It was on
the
up in there. Woo. It was on up in there.
Oh, man, we had a blessed day on today. They got married, ladies and gentlemen. Back on that property in a few days. Happy birthday to Miss Kia Davis.
Yes,
today was
birthday.
Her birthday just as well.
I know.
She got married on her birthday. I mean, how they going to do that when it comes time to a wedding anniversary and a birthday?
It's exciting, I'm sure. But, yeah, but it was an awesome, awesome day, awesome wedding.
Yeah, beautiful wedding.
I really enjoyed the wedding. And she was so beautiful in her dress. She just looked so beautiful. She was so happy.
Yeah.
They both were happy. They just liked it.
You know, you can tell people
are in love, you know. It was beautiful, though. Beautiful family. Shout out to Miss Destiny.
Destiny Brown. What's up, DB?
She was the MC. The little MC was good.
Yeah.
She was an MC, and she represented, and she had a heart moment as she was speaking.
Right, right.
When she was talking about the sorority sisters and when she was young and her experience, right? And she was speaking of her auntie, and she just, she had a tear, but it was beautiful. So shout out again to Kia D and Mr. T. Smalley.
Yeah, they jumped on today, and we were so honored to be in there. And to all of those, listen, all of we make connections today. I'm just going to say shout out to all of y'all because I can't remember.
It was beautiful. It was hitting her daughters walking down the aisle. They were so beautiful as well. And the little granddaughter was beautiful.
Man, they turned up my mic.
I'm sorry.
It must be time for
us. You know, when it started getting late over here, I started drifting.
Well, we want to thank all you. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
We celebrate Martin Luther King. So wherever you are, you know, in every neighborhood, they'll be celebrating Martin Luther King on tomorrow.
Yeah, so take your children, your grandchildren out to see the parade.
Yeah, I believe they have three. It's three in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex.
There are three. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Well, those of you that's going, I ain't doing the parade tomorrow, but at the end of the day, It's about Martin Luther King. He would have been 94 years old.
Yes.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yes.
And you know, his voice is still in, his footprint is still in the land today.
But, you know, I was thinking about that. We never know how much an impact we make on people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Dr. Martin Luther King really did not become famous until after his death.
And
right?
That's a lot of
A lot of people didn't want to hear him. Lot of us, a lot of African Americans did not want to hear Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, there was many that stood with him, but there was many that was against him. But his voice didn't become such an impact, as impactful, let me say that, as impactful until he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we never know the mark that we're making. We never know how impactful we are to other people.
Right, right.
And that's why we have to continue to do the work. We have to continue to let our voices be heard.
And that's why I want my brother to write a book, because I want his footprints to be in the life after he gone.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
And that's why. Why? Because, you know, things in life just sticks out.
Right.
You know, testimonies like this is just a gravitate towards somebody.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, for somebody to pick up a book to read in 22, because, you know, we got his daughter getting ready to graduate this year, little Rika.
Uh-huh.
And when young people pick up a book and say, wow, he was healed from a heart condition. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, he ain't nothing wrong with his heart. That ain't mean he couldn't heal. He has a good
healed.
Heart.
You right. Walking it out.
Walking it out. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about footprints in the sand. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King made that footprint in the sand, and we've been celebrating all day long his birthday. We celebrate Kia D's birthday.
Yeah.
And you out on the dance floor. You getting me going up.
They had an electric slide going. I was like, let me just go out here at this electric slide one good time before we leave the building.
Yeah,
it was good, though. It was really nice. They would turn up, though. I'm telling you.
Man, I'm sure.
She had a lot of people that really loved. They both had a lot of people in the building that really loved them.
Yeah.
And it's nothing like having someone that connected, that really care, and they're enjoying the moment with you.
Yeah, because Kia was like, I know y'all be the first, but I said, well, we all in there together now.
Everybody has different vibes, right?
Yeah.
And Kia D vibe is on.
Man, and her twin sister?
It's past 10.
Oh, look at her.
She has a vibe, right? A whole vibe. So I was enjoying it, you know?
Yeah.
I was enjoying it. I just thought it was absolutely beautiful. Everybody was just having fun together.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't a dull moment, to be honest.
And, you know, I thought about The Best Man, the movie The Best Man, when everybody was doing electric slide and all the people we was at the table with. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all of you that we was at the table. We was at the
was
table.
So crazy.
The connection was just off the chain.
The
change.
Connection was there for real.
Yes. Yes. And they was like, oh, you, man. What did the white guy say? He said, oh, you, man, huh?
Right.
And I said, you know, he said, oh, yeah, we down from the high rise. I said, oh, okay. And found out everybody at that table that we sit at, man, they worked at the high rise that we talk about all the time.
Right.
And I was like, they was like, oh, yeah, Mr. T. Smiley, you E-Man. I said, yeah, I'm E-Man, you know. But we enjoyed all of this. We took pictures with them. Man, it was just such a blast. So we have had a blessed day on today. And so we want to thank all you guys that come from the Domino Table every Sunday night on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
And to those of you, we'll be back next week. You know, we're going to sit around the Domino Table. We got a big six that we're going to put out, and we're going to discuss it. Why? Because we're going to come from this angle. We're going to come from this angle that, that all the time we kind of have, you know, situations that goes on, and something, you know, when it comes down to, lately just people been dying. So Lisa Marie, she passed just suddenly. So we're going to kind of get into some topics on next Sunday night. So you guys come around the Domino Table and join us. Well, tonight this has been another episode of the E-Man After Show. We got to get on up out of here. And, until we meet again, thank you, Deacon Mason, Dale, Ms. Mason. Thank you, Latarja. Thank you guys on the phone line and the network. And we will see you guys later. Good night, everybody.
Searching for peace, that we cannot.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.